Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody. Glad to have you with us. We were running a little bit late getting started here, so I'm just glad that those of you came to check us out. And
we were late, but then we became early.
Yeah, we did.
Based on our lateness, based on being late.
We expected to be late, so we had set the show up for 7:30, our time. And then we found we were ahead of schedule.
Schedule.
So we are actually, what did you say? We are ahead, right on time.
Well, we're late if we wouldn't. We were late if we thought we were going to be on time. But since we were going to be late, we're early.
Yeah.
Based on our late approach. You can just sit there and chew on that one all day long.
Or we'll do our best to work even.
Look at that.
Oh. I wonder how that is.
Those are different numbers.
Oh, are they?
I thought, remember, we have somebody else from that area code that calls in once in a while. So. Yeah. Deb, start your thing.
Yeah, we've got to talk first.
Got stuff here to talk about.
Want to remind everyone, ordinary playing cards. No tarot, no oracle cards, no other system beyond a prophecy. And you folks that are going to take my free class with me, you are going to have your minds blown. Remember, I've been doing this so long that it's not that the thrill, except when something super big happens that was in the cards first, you start taking it in stride. But I got to thinking about the material today, and oh my goodness gracious, you are going to just love this. And if you think I'm doing this as a teaser, you're right. So anyway, welcome to everybody. Want you to know I'll use a 24 card layout for each of the callers, and we turn to those of you who are on Facebook. Yeah, it'll be the same thing. Okay.
What?
That I'm going to use a 24 card layout.
Okay, I thought you were talking about something.
Hello.
Well, of course. Why would it be different?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I had to ask what?
Well, you never know who might be just now turning.
But that could happen anytime, really. All we can do is all we can do at the beginning. If you're late and you miss some important information, then you know what we say?
What?
You'll be late.
What is it the military says? If you're 15 minutes early, you're on time.
Not everybody.
And if you're right on time, you're late.
Yeah. That was for the lifers.
Okay. Right. Now, welcome to all of you on Facebook who are watching during the live stream. Those of you who are on Blog Talk Radio, we welcome you too. You are certainly welcome to pop in there with them. The folks that are on Facebook, the page is Psychic Love Doctor Show page. And then we will see you too. And now I'm going to turn festivities over to Mr.
All right.
Wonderful himself. This is Jimbo Beggins.
Hey. Everybody, welcome to the show. I'd like to remind everybody the show is for informational, educational purposes only. The big happy thing here is I'd like to remind you that if you're international, even if you're a caller, if you're a Facebooker, if you're international, you have to let us know where you are, and we'll give you international shout-outs. Like, here we go. We got Rachel from Australia. We have Laura from London, Kirsty from London, and I believe Marie is here from London also. But not London. Now, let me re-back that up.
She's from somewhere.
Yeah, no. Laura is from London. The other ones, I can't
remember.
Marie, and
it says Winlington.
And Marie is from the UK.
If I'm saying
and
that.
And Kirsty's
right.
From the UK. I'm kind of nailing down to a city. We just know Laura from London because it has a nice ring to it. Laura from London.
Well, yes, and I think
Rachel from Australia. I know
Kirsty is in.
She's in the UK.
London.
She's in the UK. So I'm just going to keep it to that.
We're trying to learn these.
I'm not. We're in the UK. I'm not going to nail you down to a city, a Providence, a street. We're not. No, you're on Abbey Road. Well, no.
You've got your mind full of nuclear and atomic equations and.
Just not worry about it.
So we don't expect you to remember anything.
Not going
to
do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
It wouldn't.
I don't care if you know what city I'm from. Don't matter. You know, from the U.S. of A. All right, speak of the U.S. because that's what this next part's going to matter to.
Taylor, England. Yeah.
I gave her a shout out.
Do you know their song?
I gave her a shout out.
Yeah. Did you know their song? They must have a
I don't know
the
national.
Song.
I don't know. No. Now we're going to have to memorize everybody's fucking national anthems. Deb, come on.
Well, we should learn them.
No, we should not do that.
Oh, yes. Kirsty's in Blackpool. Sounds right. Like a very eerie place. And Catherine's hanging in the flaccid dick state of Florida.
Because of the shape of a state.
Love it. Love it. Love it. You're right.
Yeah.
It is.
You are. You didn't last long.
Who?
You.
With what?
On your Gestapo Nazi thing that you started 2 weeks ago.
Well,
about going G. You just totally. I knew that wasn't going to last long. It's like, rah, 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 rah. And I got scars from it. They'll never heal from the lashings.
I'm so sorry.
Never heal. I took a beating because I was Satan. Being so naughty with my languages. All right. 520-515-602-9676. That is the number to call in.
Yeah.
When you call in, you'll hear a message. I didn't test it, so screw it. But we've got enough callers. I'm sure we're fine. But you'll hear the show. If you don't hear the show while you're waiting, something's wrong. Call back.
And these cards are sizzling tonight. Yeehaw.
All right, so here's the deal, all right? And I'm going to – so here's the deal. That's the deal. That's the number. That's the primary method of getting a reading is calling in. We take them in the order that they were called in on. All right, we see a cue. We take them. I write them down, too, just in case because sometimes Blog Talk will juggle them a little bit. So I make sure people that have waited the longest will be going. All right. And Facebookers, we'll try to turn to you when we can.
I think we will.
But here's the stipulation.
Yeah.
This is the stipulation. When we do turn to you, nobody knows when that'll be. We're going to take the first person. We're not taking a list right now, so people trying to no. Everybody's got to go to sleep, so don't tell me you got to go to sleep. Get up early, because you know what? Everybody's got to goddamn sleep. So you're not getting ahead of the line because you got to go to sleep. Second, you will be using Facebook Messenger to get your reading. And that will be to Deborah Lee. We're not doing the type of questions because that screws people. We only have so much time. We never, ever get every single person in for a reading. We never do. And if we do the type thing back and forth, goodbye to that. A couple other people.
Yeah, we don't get everybody on the phone.
If you got Facebook,
yeah.
You have the ability to do an audio or video messenger call. And if you don't want to do that, then you ain't getting a free reading. Very simple, Grasshopper.
If you are a person who does not like Messenger, you can. I have it available. You can call me on WhatsApp.
We're not doing that during the show.
Yeah, they can do that. It's the same thing. It'll come up. Oh, geez. He knows
nothing. Here we go again.
He does not know.
Changing shit on the fly. Making stuff up as you go. Making things up as you go.
I'm trying to make it easier for them to call in.
Deb. If you are on Facebook Messenger, you can't get any freaking easier than that. You don't need to go to another software. You already got it. You go through and you click the little messages thing, and then you can audio your videos to Deborah Lee. It's that simple.
I pay you way too much for this show.
Yeah. I'm going to put that number in the room so it's there for those to see. Somebody's asking, which is good. That's good questions. I can verbalize it, but if you can hear it right, or I sound bizarre, maybe with a bizarre accent, if you're from another country, you're from another place. There's the number for all you folks to call in. Also, before we get to other things, the harps, because last night was not a harp night. Last night was a rumble night. Tonight, we're back to the angels for the rest of the time. So hear that, harp angels, Green Deborah's done. Once again, be fair for those people that are waiting. we do this, we put a stop to it, got to end it so we can get other folks in. So please respect the harp. If you don't respect the harp, looks like I can swear again, so I can swear at you then if you don't respect the harp. Respect the harp, the reading's over. And here's the deal. They're free readings. We're trying to make everybody get one that wants one. There are people that are waiting a long time by the time the show ends. Go with the harp. Don't start asking more questions. Let it end. If you got a burning questions or you want lots of personal time, simply go to the psychiclovedoctor.com, a website. You can arrange private readings. They're up in the right corner, there is an 800 number option. It'll tell you if she's standing by ready, or you can call and get like get pre-set up for a call back. There's a lot of options. But on free reading night, you got to kind of play the rules. Because you know what? They always say the customer is right, but you're not a customer on free reading night. Sorry to tell you, you're not. We enjoy your company. That's why we're here. But we got to make some rules here. And that's for the benefit of everybody, so we get more people in. That's cool. All right? Some folks maybe, especially when we mess around the times like this, some folks are probably like, I don't even know they were doing a show. So, yeah, we got it. All right. Having said that, let us go to those wonderful. Let me update my list here.
The cards are hot, hot, hot.
It is hot tonight. A little lover boy for you. All right, here we go.
Lover boy.
203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome, first caller. Who
let's
could
get,
it be? Could
let's
be anybody.
Get this party started, 203. What's your name?
Hey.
It must
I'm
be
glad
Pat.
The cards are hot. It's
all right, caller number one. Welcome.
Thank
and
you. I wasn't sure. I'm first one.
Well,
oh,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're either going to be first or second because there's two of you in a row tonight from the same area code. So
okay.
There you go.
Okay. Wonderful. I was going to ask for a general reading, but I also have a very quick question, too. Is that okay?
Yes. What's your question?
I have lost my credit card. Is it in my apartment? And I'd love to have a general reading.
Where did you see it the last time?
International shout out to Joanne from Newfoundland, Canada. Ooh, Canada. All right, back to Pat.
And Louise.
Where?
Yeah. Okay.
Where's Louise?
Did you put a freeze on it?
I don't see Louise.
You know, you can't.
A freeze? Not yet. What? You know what? I'm so tired of losing cards and then finding them. I figured I'm going to wait half a day before I do that.
International shout out to Louise.
Were you out today? Did you, you got
to
interrogate yourself. Where was I last?
She just wants to know if she's going to find it in the house.
I hardly ever use it. The last time I used it was when I was renting a car 2 weeks ago. I am
That's
pretty
true.
Sure I've had it. But...
Okay. Well, all right. Well, she wants to know if the card, now this is an inanimate object thing. Don't hold your breath on getting some great cards.
Oh,
this, right?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying bad question.
I'm just wondering.
I'm saying Deb says she's going to give it a shot because she's a trooper.
Now, okay. You know what? Catholics at least, they pray to St. Anthony. I think it's St. Anthony,
right.
The keeper or finder of all things lost.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably a busy saint
there
because people are always losing shit. So he's probably getting lots of prayers. He's probably like, people quit losing stuff.
Yeah, that would be funny. You know, kind of Johnny Monty Python style.
Well, don't you remember that while you're putting the cards, don't you remember the one of the what was it? The what was the one? Was it Bruce Almighty? Remember he had to take God. He did Godspot. Was he didn't do Godspot for him? He couldn't realize all these prayers he was supposed to answer.
On
the
computer.
You know, just,
it
was like
over.
Overwhelming his brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
kind of
There's another thing to do. I lost some keys once, and I never lose these keys because they've got such a long lanyard and a big brass ring. If I lose them, I find them right away. I lost them where I was taking care of the dogs, and I couldn't believe it. I just was stunned. My keys, everything, car, everything. Someone said, the fairies are playing a trick on you. You will find it. You're going to be surprised, but you're going to find it exactly where you've been searching. When you do, give them some honey and thank them. And,
how do you give them?
I wonder, maybe you leave it out or something.
How would you give them honey?
I guess maybe you leave a little bit of honey out at night or something and for the fairies, I guess.
This was, this was outside, so I just went to the ledge where there were plants, and I poured some honey in there after I found it.
Well, your cards
are... That's cool.
Your cards are pretty much indicating that for your safety, you should freeze the card, and you're going to find it.
Okay, thank you.
You've done that.
Yeah. And
okay. Yeah.
Are all of them freezable? I don't
go on the Navy credit union. You just go on there and you freeze it. Right
some, are freezable. I just don't know if you can freeze all of them. That's all.
I suppose you can call them up. Yeah.
You know what? I figured it's going to take me too long to find it, that I probably should freeze it. But I have, you know, I had a feeling that I hadn't really lost it, but probably going to take too long.
It's so scary when it comes to that kind of things, or checkbooks from the past. Nobody uses them anymore, but or even when you misplace your wallet alone, the whole thing, or your purses, you're like, oh crap.
You know, I have to tell you, I once had my purse stolen out of a bar. I was so pissed.
Well, you left it, didn't you?
We moved our seating, and I left it under the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And a young couple came in, they sat where we did, and it wasn't until they left that I went, oh my gosh, where's my purse? Because I thought I'd brought it over. And nope, they walked out with it. And oh my goodness, the keepsakes we keep in those things was unbelievable.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of cash. And the first thing I had to do was run home and...
shut everything down. And it was harder back then.
Back then you had to call every single one of them.
It was hard back then. You had to go find old bills so you knew the 800 number because there was no internet.
Well, the point
back to bath.
The point I wanted to make with this story is, at the time, I was a columnist with the Hart City paper, and I decided to go to the store, and I bought wallets and handbags, you know, like cheap stuff.
Yep.
I took 10 of them as an experiment.
Yes.
And put old checkbook registers in them.
Sure.
Maybe a couple dollars in one.
Just to make them look sort of real, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some jewelry inside.
Yep.
I got every single one of them back, every single one, even from McDonald's. We left some. You were the one that took me around.
I remember the whole event. What's amazing is it's a precursor to that show that's out there now when you think about it. What Would You Do?
Yeah.
You ever see that show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost, you were kind of almost doing that before they even had that thought with the purse. But there was no camera watching.
No, but, and
it was,
then
an
I
experiment.
Wrote about it, that there really are honest people out there.
It's the little cliche, the few bad apples spoil
today,
the bunch. Today,
who knows?
You
know,
most
know.
Of the bunch is, most apples out there are good. There's a handful that make people hate all people. It sucks.
What other thing did you want to know, Pat, for your second?
Yeah, the cards are out.
Just a general.
There you go. Okay. See, folks.
Well, general. You're on pause somewhere.
You know what? You're breaking up. I'm sorry. I can't hear what you said. I'm sorry. You're breaking up.
She's breaking up, too, on our end. Let me see. Keep going, Deb. I'll go with it. Maybe
I was going to say, possibly in the company of a very nice gentleman. In fact, it looks quite, what I want to say.
Thing.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay. Well, Jim is checking comms here.
Okay, that's better. That's better. Okay.
What are you getting there, Jim?
Just keep talking to her.
Oh, keep talking. All right. Yes, by the end of the year, I told you we're going to go on a very lovely long-distance trip. You know, I'm seeing kind of like possibly a cruise ship. Something like that, and you would most likely be in the company of a very nice man taking you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. I do remember in our day and age, years ago, courting took quite a long time. You know, there was... These days, everything is kind of in a, accelerated mode. You know, it's right. People start to really take it to the limit.
Yeah.
What do you have to say there, Mr.
Here's what I got to say about that. Actually, I don't have anything to say. Angel cards, and tonight is the standard old school, the original angel cards. We're going to get a message from an archangel and see what it is. This one, subject is nurture. It's from Archangel Gabriel. As you nurture a child, you nurture your own child.
Yeah.
both activities are important for you right now. So nurture, probably your child would be your dog. Also nurture yourself at the same time. Don't forget about yourself. I'm guessing that's what I'm guessing the message is.
Yeah,
that's it.
Because we all, yeah, because our pets are our children. Yeah, our pets are our children, but we also have to take care of ourselves so we can do a better job taking care of them.
Right. Yes. So, yeah.
Well,
and
thank you for holding
him. I'm giving him most of my dinner because it's beets and I can't stand them. I really tried to eat them. Oh, yuck. But he's getting them now.
He likes beets?
He likes beets?
Oh, he likes just about anything. Raw carrots, beets, vegetables. Yeah. You just got to try them. You'd be surprised. Dogs like a lot of things. Bananas that you wouldn't think they like.
Oh, we know. They like bananas here.
Jim dehydrates.
Yeah, they split a fresh banana every day, and I dehydrate a whole bunch of bananas, so we have them on hand. Bananas, sweet potatoes, apples, a whole bunch of those things in bags that I dehydrate for them. But I never thought about beets.
That's great.
Oh, and they're so healthy.
Deb likes beets, so
I love
the next time we open up a can of beets, we'll see if they like it. All right, well, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Yep, and good luck to you.
Hon.
And hopefully you hang up and you find the card and you don't have to worry about anything. That would be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Sometimes things are right in front of us and we don't see it.
I know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep. I just put her on mute, but she's still here.
All right.
I typically, there's the Murphy's Law. A lot of times when I cancel things, I find them. Or I give up and say, you know what, screw that. I'm
going to
cancel
it
tomorrow. Nothing's happening. I don't say that about card. But, and then I'm just going to go by and just do this stuff. And they're like, oh, look what magically just jumped out at me.
What you went
and it was in some place typically really, like, how could I not have looked there? But that's the way life is. Life's to be. All right, let's do this. Other same area code, same state of Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Except I'm in Georgia now.
Oh,
Michelle.
Have we heard from you before?
You said Michelle?
Yes.
Okay, then we have heard from you before.
Yeah, I recognize that she calls him once in a while, but I forgot it was Georgia. How long have you been in Georgia?
About 2 years now.
Then she's been in there a long time, and I just forget. All right. Will you have the floor, my dear?
So, I'm a very nervous type of person, and it's really, really getting worse and worse for me. And I was just wondering, and I really, really try not to be so nervous, but I work really hard, so it just, that ramps me up too. And I'm just wondering, you know, like what the people at, you know, that I work with think about me, you know, if they think I'm a nut job or, you know, just.
All right, I'm going to do that for you right now.
That's a very good question. These are right up the card's alley, are they not?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, get a little look at what people. All right, I took care of the scammer that just came in.
And I will tell you absolutely the truth. Okay, I see nothing to be gained by telling stories with my readings. And personally, I would rather have the truth on something.
Yes.
I forgot to mention, because I'm glad Rachel was able to come back because I accidentally banned her.
Yes.
And I apologize for that. The thing was bouncing and scrolling around while I was trying, and we had like three in a row.
So,
but I'm glad to know that, and I thought it always was just a ban for that one show. And now we know it is, so that's cool.
All right, I'm laying out your cards right now, Michelle.
Yep, and also just to let you folks know, when the scammer, see, that's how I knew I did it, because the first thing I do when a scammer comes along is I ban them from this screen, get them the hell out of there. Then I go back to their actual Facebook page and totally do the shutdown ban. The page I went back to was Rachel. I'm like, uh-oh. Well, I didn't do a full shutdown on her because I didn't mean to even do that. So
now, Michelle.
It's all good.
Do you get a strange feeling from your coworkers? I ask because they like you very much. I'm not seeing anything weird here about your coworkers.
So maybe they're just sending weird vibes.
Yes.
Maybe
they do,
you.
They do seem.
Yeah,
they do
ahead.
Seem to like me very seem to like me very much, but I do have a little bit of a different personality because I work the work is hard and I work hard and I get very nervous. I can get just overworked and nervous, and I feel, you know, I feel bad when I get that way, you know, because I want to do things very fast. I want to get it done. And it's sort of like an obsession with me, but I don't want to offend anybody, you know, but they have been very nice to me.
Yeah.
There's only one guy who doesn't like me.
They are very appreciative of your efficiency.
How long has she worked there?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How long,
About
Michelle?
7 months.
Okay. Well, you know what?
7.
Yeah, that's a decent amount of time, but it's still not. You know, as the longer you work there, people learn. I work in a giant place and a lot of people, and everybody's got different personalities and different ways to talk to you. And then you just learn, well, that's just the way they are. They're not trying to be offensive. You know, some people don't, you know, some people work differently. Some people are wide open, like, oh, yeah, come on in there, you know, like they're a used car salesman. Some people are like, you know, when they're busy working, they're a little bit short with you because they're really focused. And everybody's different, and a good, honest person won't take it personal. Just realize that person really, when they put their mind in their work, they don't have a lot of time for chit-chat. That's all.
When Jim went to work at the shipyard in the office, he would take this great big igloo with him.
Yeah, that was,
with all his drinks and his lunch.
That was easier, my lunches. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And they would make fun of him, calling it his Jethro Bodie lunch.
Yeah, his Jethro Bodie. Remember, I'd do like a 10-course meal all the time. Jethro Bodie.
But that kind of really made him feel they accepted.
And I have that kind of sense of humor, so I roll with it.
So, no, Michelle, if anything, try to find a moment just to calm yourself, you know, take them, people that suffer with nerves and anxiety, we all know the feeling when you're trying to be so industrious, but it's like your nervous system is not cooperating as well as you'd like it to. Just take it down, take it a little bit easy. And they say 9 times makes the habit. So do it for 9 times. It's been 1 or 2.
9.
To just take a nice deep
99?
Breath. 99? No, 9. 9 times. Yeah, 9 times makes a habit.
That's some kind of thing.
That you do something for 9 times.
If you keep doing something for 9 times,
okay,
it becomes a...
Yes. So I've seen nothing but good things here in your cards. If anything, hon, I think you're hard on yourself.
Yeah, so the big picture is... That you, the way you are dealing with the work that you do and you get into it, and sometimes you worry that if you're going to maybe come standoffish, they're not picking that up, Deb. So.
No. And
they just understand. Like, oh, yeah, she's really doing what she does.
You have a perfectionist nature.
She does what she does.
And a lot of people admire that.
Yep, everybody's
they
different.
They do, right. So, no, there's very good things here for you. So,
that's nice.
Yeah. Listen, the cards don't lie when it comes to people's feelings and their thoughts.
That's true. The cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The cards aren't.
Yeah, you
get
very good readings.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Speaking of cards, before we move on, we're going to give you an angel card, and the subject is prosperity, and that's from Archangel Ariel. And she says your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality.
Nice.
It is nice. Those are your cards with her were good. Your angel card's good. So guess what? It's all good.
And I was going to tell you,
keep on keep on.
Earlier this week, we had this effect today because anxiety and panic disorder has been diagnosed in me since I was 27. So I have to take time out to get physically, make myself well. They start to, you know, they start to really get you. And you have a bit of an empathic spirit here where I think you pick up on a lot of the vibes and energy around you. Yeah, we can do that.
Then I gotta...
So bear that in mind, too. You might want to have a boundary for yourself, you know.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead, finish up.
Well, I was going to say it gets exacerbated because I have a problem with my daughter. She doesn't seem to want to talk to me anymore. So
yep.
That's always gnawing at me. And every time I try to make an attempt, I get shut down. And then my nervousness, you know, skyrockets again because trying to suppress these hurt feelings, you know.
Yeah. We understand. We're just going to put you on mute. We never hang up on anybody. And
you're still here with us.
And that can roll into you with work. A lot of people understand that, too.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of people know, it's like, you know, yeah, people that got a lot of tough stuff going on at home, you give them a break, you know. So there's going to be some jackwads at a workplace that just are going to not be with that or whatever. But it looks like, for the most part, she's got, according to Deb's car, she works with pretty normal, understanding people.
And you have a question here.
I don't have a question at all.
Voigel.
Oh, international shout out to Virgil from the UK. I was a machinist mate, which doesn't mean anything to anybody. I worked down on carriers, which are run nuclear propulsion, and I was down in the propulsion plant, helping the ship get underway and do stuff, make electricity, make the ship move through the water with engines, making water for the ship.
And he's not going to blow his own horn, but I'm going to do it
steam,
for him.
Got to have cooking steam. Got to have
Hold
steam
on,
to cook
Louise.
And do laundry.
Let
you know,
us
doing
finish
that stuff.
This thought first, Louise.
Oh, we're down in the hole. You're like way down. We're like 40 feet below the water line when you work like
what,
that.
What city in France were you like?
You don't have time now. Take Louise.
Yeah, but I want
and your
to
volume,
share this
your volume, you got your volume. I don't know what's going on, Deb.
I think I can fix it, Jim. Don't worry. It's a good story. Don't let me forget.
Not that big of a deal.
Hello, where are you? Where's my darling?
Where's your computer speakers that I've had?
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Hang on, Louise.
All this doggone technology.
Our card reader was not as prepared as one it should have been. I thought you were going to take her on the portal. That's why I would have yelled at you.
I'm sorry. You know, I
jack it up.
Okay.
Hello. Good to hear from you. What's up, my dear?
Hi. Are you okay?
I don't know if I've ever been okay. But I'm somehow handling it all, yeah.
Well, you know, Deborah.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's you know. Sorry. Can I put my phone in a second, really? Wait. Hold on.
Okay.
Are we holding on? Oh, there she
then
is.
Then there was light.
Let there be video.
There was light.
I mean, I'm not nine.
What is that? Oh, her daughter, right?
Your daughter. Nine.
Now, was that was today, right? Or I guess it was yesterday in your time, but yeah.
And can I introduce you?
That's cool.
And then turn the camera off. Lula.
Oh, look at.
Yeah. Darling.
She says, "Let me go to sleep."
I mean, she's like, mother, not tonight, darling.
And what can I do for you this lovely evening, or should I say middle of the night?
And can I
it's the middle of the night.
And Deborah, can you look at my dress? And I think I look lovely.
Oh,
and,
your dress.
And my children said to me, Mother, you look like you've just been put out to the mental hospital, in a hospital gown.
Wow. This is your she's 9 years old, and she said
that.
No, well, I wouldn't say it looks like a hospital or a...
Well, you know, I had a letter with the Apple Post.
Very lovely.
And the mother reads his name and says, you look lovely. Like, I told you the story, and he says, now you mention it, yeah.
Oh, prepare yourself. Mm-hmm. 9 years old is going to turn into 13. And then go up the, you know, scale of numbers. And the older they get, the more they know everything. And they're very critical. Oh, especially females. Oh, my
I would assume, but you know what? We've never raised kids in the UK, Deb.
Oh, that's true.
It might be American kids, might be assholes. You know?
And she's been doing, so she was on the BBC, which is a channel in
yeah.
to the Eurovision contest at the school.
Really?
I go to Ukraine, and because of what's going on, so what happened was it was one day, and because my child's school, Island School, I was on Blue Peter. They all flew kites of children from UK Liverpool as well as the children in Ukraine.
Oh,
all
nice.
Kites for support, happiness, for family, for love, for joy.
Nice. That is just so wonderful.
And is it bringing unity together in that way? Is it not the...
Well, you can definitely put that energy out there. That sense of unity is very close to the feelings of say, joy, compassion, and love.
You know,
love is the strongest vibe in the universe.
Yes.
So.
And I just thought, you know, my dear Pastor Louise, which is the same name as mine, he's about the Eurovision contest as children. And it was on for one day. And the fact is, it's in Liverpool, Eurovision, and it was like, I must go.
Well, you know you're going to do some really amazing things in your life. I know. Now you just have to have faith, and you believe it.
That's it. I believe that it's like being around the right people to keep that faith up. So that is maybe my problem.
Well, it's something we all have to work on. In the card reading course, when you reach that point, faith and confidence is going to be a challenge in some ways. But the more you work at it, the better it gets and the easier it gets. And I have heritage, family heritage that goes back to Ukraine. So those are my people, yes, also. And did you want me to look at the card something for you?
I mean, absolutely, just a few parts out. I might throw them out. I just want to, there is something in my mind that. do stuff now. Does that make sense?
And the cards are saying you're absolutely right. It's right under my favorite designation in the layout, which is sure to come true. And you nailed it. Yeah, you
okay.
did. Yeah, I kind of have chills right now from it. Yeah. Wow. Wow. I wasn't sure really what we were going to have, but then.
That
yes, it's right here. I can't wait to come work with you folks over there. Because for one thing, people in the UK especially are far more receptive to this type of, you know, work, this type of thing. Over here, most people are so highly skeptical in this. And remember, we're just a young country. We're just kids. You know, you've got 2,000 years of history. We got, what, 200? 200 years.
Well, we do, except for the Native Americans may flick a tooth at us because they were running around this continent long before anybody was here.
And they are very spiritual in nature.
Well, and they learned how to live off the land. So, yeah.
So, I really can't wait to learn from all of you, too. And the more I say it, the more I'm able to say I'm coming. I know that I will. It's how my husband, when he was, this is going back some years.
International shout out to Lady R, South Africa.
Yay.
A lot of times she just pops in to say hi.
He had gotten laid off from his job. I was supporting the family. And he would go for evening watch. You know, the sun is setting. It's a beautiful time of night. And I would say to him, I don't know how. I don't know what will make it happen. But we're going to have a house. And damn if it didn't happen. He's laid off. I just had credit that was shot. And yet it seemed like some angels came along. Of course, they might all be in jail now. They were from, what was that company called?
I'm not even with you. What company?
The realty company.
Johnson & Johnson. I don't know what company.
No, they got in trouble for...
Oh, there was two of them. There was
Countrywide.
Fannie Mae and Countrywide got in trouble. But it was... They got, like, pushed into it almost from Clinton administration.
Yeah.
I said, it sure would be nice, wink, 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 wink. You guys would let me allow those out to people. And they said, oh, okay there, U.S. government.
Yeah, they would call and tell my late husband, you make $25,000 more than what you've told us. And he's like, I do? And they go, oh, yeah, on paper you do. So they were basically like, you know, yeah. So with you, keep saying, you're going to do this. You're going to make it happen because you're going to put out that energy and the universe is listening. And it's going to return to you, especially through that energy level that you are, you know, sending out. So.
And that's okay. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
Well, there you go. Now you can go to sleep and have many and
dreams. I mean, oh my God, I've had children screaming all day.
Oh, I'd have been drinking some wine or something after that. Well, it's something your daughter will never forget.
All right, you're in.
Well, it's Sunday in the morning.
I think you might want to read this because you're right there. It's easier for you.
All right, Louise, I have a, what kind of card is this?
It's an angel card.
Yeah, for you.
The subject is?
Take back your power.
And it's from?
Archangel Raziel.
Raziel, and what is the message, my dear?
It says, use your God-given power and intention to manifest life in your life. There it
Boom.
Is. Yes. Boom. Yes.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Love hearing from you.
Yeah, it's awesome that you stay up so late.
Yes.
I mean, it's 4 o'clock. It's a child's birthday, you know.
Yeah.
It is, and it's a weekend, I guess. So that's not so bad, right? Wasn't there a lot of balloons?
Yes. The balloons are beautiful. Did you design them?
What are you guys going to do? Are you going to pop them all?
Taking this light back tomorrow.
Oh, you bring them back? You bring them back?
Have you taken the balloons?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
What are you going to do with all the balloons?
Eat them.
I know you ain't going to eat them. That'd be great if they were edible, but they're not. Now, you can eat them. Hey, I ain't going to stop you. You want to eat some damn balloons, eat all the damn balloons you want to eat. I'm just saying, you know. But they don't.
I shall donate them. I'll put them on Facebook as a free donation to anybody who's got a birthday party coming up.
Oh, that's nice.
True that.
You know, the best thing I ever saw, really, for entertaining a baby is those are helium balloons, are they?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
oh, they are.
Take
okay,
one
know.
Helium balloon, and it has a string on it, and you tie it on either its wrist or its foot, and it will just lay there and watching the balloon, and I thought, oh, my gosh.
I've never
gosh.
Seen that, but I can imagine that.
You don't need all these expensive.
That's a fancy. Sometimes when I go to an event, because I'm so busy, I put a balloon on my own hand so people can see where I am or what I'm being. She's a good little.
I think that's awesome. I really do. All right, Louise. Sorry, but we're going to have to move on.
Yes,
right.
We got to go. Thank you so much.
And we love
you.
Love you.
About.
Bye-bye, sweetness. Bye. Oh, God.
Alrighty. Thank you so much,
yes,
folks.
And Laura, yes, I agree.
I don't know anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Laura said she is mad drunk. But she's so adorable.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if she is, because I think it's just Louise.
If I was male,
I don't think she is.
If I was male, she would steal my heart.
She did not slur her speech. Of course, you know what? I don't know. I don't know the UK accents. I guess maybe Laura can tell better.
Accent.
Her accent that she has. I don't know. I can tell if the UK person was drunk that was talking.
Where did she say she was from?
It doesn't matter.
Liverpool?
I don't give a shit. She's in the UK. The big picture is if you and I can tell when we slur our speech. I can't really tell sometimes with people with different accents.
How come they
speech.
Have so many dialects over there?
We do here.
We do.
German area. The big countries have dialects. Any decent-sized country has different dialects. That's just the way life is,
yeah.
You know. That stuff, you know, it's funny. Probably, I don't know how many thousands of years we're still around. That's going to change because of all the way it is so easily, transportation and people moving all the time. That'll start going away more and more. Remember, we're talking like hundreds of years ago and thousands of years ago. People were, they're almost like in different countries, you know, they were in the same country. So they kind of got those different dialects. And
well, I've had a premonition. It's going to take some time. But there's going to be a universal language that will be created. And it's going to be put on the internet for people to learn for free. And schools will teach it. It'll be passed down. And this will be a language that everybody from everywhere will be able to communicate.
That'll have to be in like a million years.
Well,
because they can't use a current language because nobody's going to agree to a current language. People are going to get pissed off. So like you said, they all would have to create a whole new freaking language. Good luck on that.
Well, that's what it's going to be.
But then when people do create a new language, whoever the creator is going to kind of base it on there. And you're going to, you know, this. Nobody in this world can get along.
Maybe it'll be like what Huckleberry, what's his name? The guy from that did Facebook. I keep thinking it's Huckleberry.
Facebook?
No, the owner of Facebook is.
I thought it was Satan.
Anyway, he gathered graphics people and IT people, just people of all different types of walks in terms of, you know, creating that meta. And
well, Meta right now is on a steep dive for the ocean's bottom, like a submarine that just broke in half.
I love it.
You don't even, what do you mean love it? You haven't experienced it.
Yes, they sent out initially.
And what did
you
do?
Could go, I went there.
And what did you do?
I walked around and.
Okay,
and
now where is it?
I don't know. Isn't it still being worked on?
It's a big bomber that got shot down out of the sky.
The
World War II bomber.
Yeah.
No, it's done. It was somebody's like dream when they were smoking some kind of opium in a pipe or something. That's all that was. Anyway, for further ado, it is 520. Lisa.
Hello there, Lisa.
You've been holding forever. Literally forever.
He blows the socks off.
Yeah,
every other word, every other sentence, he's so funny.
Who is?
I didn't hear it.
Who is so funny?
The guy named Jimbo.
Jim? Funny, huh?
This right. guy.
I noticed his head is getting bigger all the time.
Yeah. Actually, it's not, because if it was, then that would mean my body is shrinking. I've not been shrinking lately. I need my body to shrink. I've been a bad boy eating bad food. All right. So we're going to get out. We're
going
to walk.
Okay, so what's going on? Okay, this is what's going on. I fell asleep in my chair, I think, after talking to you guys, or I'm exaggerating, and then woke up about 10 and then was awake until 2 a.m. in the backyard by myself watching stars. And so my tail feathers are dragging. My friends have been inviting me out, but I just couldn't get to the shower. I'm so tired. In the meantime, I haven't talked to anybody except by phone. I haven't talked to next door, you know, D or anything. And he's been in and out. He's been checking the laundry room. I can hear him. And he brought one of his guy friends over. And they, I don't know. And then he came back after shopping. What are the cards show, Deb? Are we going to get back
on? The card
no.
Show.
There you go. Yep.
All right. Go.
What do those cards say? What shall they say? We do not know.
You know, we have to
are
all
we gonna
get over. Go ahead.
Are we going to get back on track? I mean, tomorrow I'm just kind of bumming around town with a bunch of friends. I'm going to run into these friends or that friend or whoever friend. And
Suzanne from UK
well,
also.
I'm going to go solo, you know, because I hate to be, I mean, I'm bumping into friends for sure, but I hate to be saddled with, I don't like to go into herds, you know, herds of women and go around.
And, you know, there is a lot of awesome dynamics. I remember back in the younger days. Oh, sometimes herds of women is a problem if you don't have herds of guys.
Exactly.
That can be a problem. She's right. Yep. I mean, herds of typically I've noticed that when the women go out in herds, they are not interested in men coming to mingle very much. They're out for like a specific person typically. Yeah. So when I see herds of women a lot of times about somebody's birthday, some kind of special event, guys come up, they'll gang up on them and make fun of them and stuff like that because nobody's just been picking up them, dude. You know, because they're women being women, like guys be guys in herds sometimes.
I took a class years ago called Irrational Behavior.
Oh, yes, indeed.
And this was from a very reputable school. And the course was about how in the, the makeup of things, uglier women, honest to God, they referred to them as uglier women will want to tag along with beautiful women because it gives them a chance to actually interact with men. Where, you know, if you think about that in a group of a bunch of beautiful women, who's going to stand out? It's just a bevy of beautiful babes, right? So I found that fascinating. And I often wondered if men would do the same thing. Of course, most of them seem to not know what good looking is to each other. Maybe it makes them seem gay if they say, boy, that man over there is a good looking man. You know, I don't know. But one thing I was going to say, Jim typed a reference on the computer here to me. And this is something that's been a misconception about those who are homosexual in general. All right. Gay, lesbian, blah, blah, blah. They are not out to screw everybody. And I found this out in the Army because I was friends with some very nice lesbians. For one thing, they were the closest thing we had to men. So I wanted to be on a friendly basis. They could do the heavy lifting. You know what I mean?
International shout-out to Laura from Canada. But you know what? You just said they're not out to screw everybody. But
they're not.
But they're normal people. They're also not out to be celibate.
But they're
just
they're
normal
like
people.
Us. They're only going to go after who they're attracted to.
Yes.
Yeah.
But so they're out to screw. They're just not every single thing that moves. But remember, there's guys that are out there, heterosexual guys that are out to screw and that moves. And there are going to be the gay counterparts that are also very sexually active.
I really don't think that a sober, straight guy is going to take a really ugly girl.
No, I never said that. Just because I said that a guy wants to have sex with everything that moves doesn't mean that he's going to put beer goggles on all the time. He would love to have sex with girls every day.
I just wanted to bring that up, that irrational behavior tends to control a lot of what we do. Imagine you're with a group of people and there's one piece of pizza left in front of you. Why doesn't anybody take it? You know why? Because everybody else will think certain things. You know, gee, what a glutton.
Yep.
Or he didn't ask if there were any of us.
He's not very courteous, and you know, he's not a, you know.
People draw assumptions.
He's a last pizza kind of guy, so maybe that's why he is in his life with relationships too.
So the pizza sits there all night.
Yeah.
You know, so for you, Lisa, he is.
Beverage.
Why is he ignoring you? That's what I want to know. Is it
no, he's not. He's not. He's not. He keeps coming into the room that is between us, and he keeps making a bunch of noise and leaving the door open, and that's his way of trying to get me to get out there. And I'm not.
You're not doing it.
That's what women do.
I think he's tired.
Yeah.
And prior to that, I got my feelings hurt with him. And he's doing handstands under my window and trying to get my attention. He's not ignoring me.
Boy, you guys have one hell of a song and dance that you do.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of the, like, mating ritual that there's a dance.
Except they have, like, the mating ritual of zombies. Their mating ritual, I think zombies have their mating ritual. If I was watching like Fear the Walking Dead or Vomit on the Walking Dead or whatever those shows are, that would be their mating dance. They would do all these crazy ass shit living next to each other.
He keeps checking on me.
Well, you guys are doing this, playing hard to get, both of you. So I don't know.
Is he
like a mating duet or a waltz?
Wait, she asked a question.
Go ahead. What?
You feel he's doing it too because he keeps checking on me.
Yeah.
Yes. He's being rather obvious too.
And you know what the big picture is? Obviously, there's somebody cares her. Otherwise, somebody would have just kicked somebody to the curb after this. So obviously, obviously, somebody cares about somebody here. Obviously, both of you care about each other.
Oh, I think he'd have flipped you off long ago.
Both of these guys would have dusted each other if he didn't care. Especially after
and he
a couple
told
of
me
years.
That. He told me that.
About a half ago.
He said, if I didn't care as much as I do for you, I would have gotten the hell out of here.
Yep.
That's how he
said
it.
That's pretty much that way for any guy with a woman on this planet, because there's so many negatives that come with that. You got to care about them. Because women, you know what? You don't like to admit it. You are big pains in the asses. The guys.
And you know the joke.
Oh, I don't care about that. Who cares about she wants to go back to her. Go back to Lisa. Go back to Lisa.
Well, let's put it this way. This is going to go on as long as it goes on. All right? You're at an impasse. Somebody here is going to have to take a move or make a move. Somebody.
It'll be me. I'm going to go and start working in the laundry room. I've got a pottery wheel and I throw pots.
Yeah, make it a scene out of Ghost, where he would come.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Put his hands on yours, on the, and make that, what do they make?
A penis and balls.
I would assume that you would be making a phallus symbol.
That's what you just said.
I know, that's what I said. Yeah, I heard what you
and
said.
You and him with stroke it.
You
and stroke.
Wait
a second.
You can use,
first of all,
you can use it as a dildo.
That thing is spinning around at a bunch of RPMs. I don't think you can make balls of something that's spinning around. I think you're good with the phallus, not the penis. But I think it's going to be a sackless penis on a spinning clay thing. But hey, I'm not a power guy. You can figure out a way to make balls spin around at like fucking 12, I don't know what it is. 120 RPMs or how many RPMs that thing's spinning. Good luck. Good luck
with
your ball.
Do you think everything's going to be okay, Deb?
It's going to be, but it's up to who's going to be the bigger person.
And I don't even have cards, but I think it is because you guys would have had a blown-out knockout after the last 2 days without having cards. I think bad things would have happened if it wasn't
going
to be okay.
Here's the thing. One of you's got to suppress
it. Oh, it's the power move.
Otherwise, this is going to happen and happen and happen to the point where you want to throw up. Because I see other instances. Anger that is derived out of resentful, often jealous. Yeah, it's going to keep happening, but somebody's got to be the one.
It's almost like politics.
It is.
It sucks. It sucks, but it's almost like politics and
a play on words. Sucky sucks.
Sucky. I love you long time. Yeah. Right. All right. Deb, you're very quiet, and you should not be quiet while you're giving a reading, goddammit.
I'm pondering.
Yeah, she's contemplating the meaning of life right now. Sorry about that, Lisa. Is there anything else before we, doesn't matter, just close it. Just hit X. X.
Oh, yeah,
X.
That's those Bible thumpers that like to come after me.
I wish they'd come after me. I would love to have Bible thumpers come after me. I'd love it.
Okay, you are going to really have great times with your female friends. They're here.
Cool.
Yeah, they as time goes on, are going to even become more meaningful for you. Birds of a feather flock together,
yeah.
That kind of thing.
And sometimes it's like that's who you can talk to, you know. Negative, Ghost Rider.
Isn't that the Bible person? I think so.
Decline. You almost hit accept.
I almost did.
On a group call. I bet they were going to group attack you.
They were going to say, what was that from the Exodus? The power of God compels you, or what was
Yes. No, you actually, that's exactly what they said. The power of God compels you as they were flinging holy water.
Yeah. We shouldn't laugh because I don't know what kind of power those people have.
Which people?
These people.
Although if you're on Facebook, you're powerless because that's, come on, damn.
I meant in terms of energy.
I think they got the energy of a fart. Okay, anyway, back to you.
Okay, Lisa?
Yeah.
You have a sister, did you say?
Oh, yeah.
Your sister's here, and I felt I would tell you, she is missing something that she's missing you, and there's something very important that she wants to tell you.
Do you have an idea what?
I think it's...
Just don't know yet?
Well, no, it's not. She's hot. She's like keeping it buried.
Does she have a problem with her physicalness?
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe she has some kind of...
I didn't want to scare Lisa.
Medical concern. Maybe not even legitimate. Some people get worried that they're dying every time they have a different kind of symptom in life. Some people.
Yeah.
No names are mentioned. None, mind you. Go ahead.
Okay. I think the guy that he's been with today, he's been telling him about you.
Oh, no.
You know, men do sometimes... work together to try and figure shit out like we do. You know.
Oh no, Deb. Oh my God. Oh, that would be horrible. Did he really tell him? Did he tell him about our last not blowout, but our disagreement? Right. Did he tell him that?
He's talking about the friend.
Which friend?
This male friend he's been spending some time with.
But it's not the same guy that came down and visited, right?
No,
that guy went back.
No.
Okay.
No. I know who that is. It's
okay.
Oh my God, Deb. Oh my God,
yeah.
Did he tell him what we had disagreed on?
He's telling him how much he feels in terms of a real connection with you, and he doesn't understand a lot about, say, your behavior.
Hmm.
And men would do that.
No, but go ahead.
But maybe none of you know.
And no man I would know would do that. On this planet, no, none, zero.
Deb, did he give him details of our discussion? Because I've asked him not to.
They don't get that. Like, we go with the play-by-play with all the details, and then he said this, and then he did that. And no, I don't feel he did that.
Because
he's trying to say that you guys get in disagreements a lot. Remember, he likes everything nice and smooth, serene.
We've already established that he does not like roadblocks, speed bumps.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be a big betrayal because I've told him not to do that. And he did. He did tell him, huh?
Well,
come on, Deb. Now jump in here now before you put the freaking hit on this guy.
You want to really put a stake in his heart, go tell him.
He's a vampire.
Yeah, well, I mean, figuratively, go tell him because then it's going to give you an even more ramped up disagreement.
I remember when she did that when that dude came down.
Yeah,
about the butt touching and stuff.
Yeah.
He told her about that, yeah. That they had some kind of thing.
You know, the guy's name is, it starts with a B, like a baby. So he did tell him that sometimes we have blow-ups.
Not Bob, because you remember Bob.
I don't want to get your hopes up too
high. Not Bob, Brian,
but it looks
Brett.
To me like he's explaining to him that if there was a woman in the world for him, you're it.
Every woman in the world. Oh,
you guys have to learn how to constructively disagree.
Yeah, that's
you
easier
know?
Said than done, isn't it, though?
Deb, the problem with this is a tiny town, and gossip.
Okay.
I've told that guy next door, don't tell anyone anything that goes on between us. Don't talk about anything, because keep it here in the four walls. And he's promised me that. He's promised me. And I don't talk to him about him to all my lady friends. You know, I don't.
Except us on the internet that are whole entire planet can hear. But other than that, you keep it super secret other than that.
Well, and also, maybe he's like a lot of us who can't keep a secret.
A lot of us.
Oh, my God.
Who is that that can't keep secrets typically? Not you personally. Females suck at secrets. In general.
They're so delicious.
I'm not
going to
say every single one. But
know.
Over the course of my life, I've known that your female is not the person you want to trust a secret to. So when you say, I got something to tell you, I don't want you to tell anybody, they're already thinking about all the people they're going to tell, even before you tell them. They're already like making up a list, like an email list in their brain. Okay, I got to. Ooh, he's getting ready to tell me stuff, so I got to get ready to tell. They're already making up a list. They are typically not everybody.
And we find ones really split the hair because, like, we'll say, "Oh, I would call these and say, oh, I got something to tell you, but I'm not supposed to."
You know, and I hate that anymore. When someone tells me, "Promise you won't tell anyone," I really. Almost say, and most times I'll say, don't tell me. Don't even tell me. If it's that kind of a secret,
okay.
I don't want to know. Because I don't want
to. I would love to hear that. I would love for somebody
but
to tell me that. That's awesome.
But then if she were to ask me questions, I can ride the fence on that and say, if she said, is this about Jim?
Negative.
Oh, you know what he says? This is what he says when I tell him, now this is a secret, I don't want you telling anyone. And he'll ask me, oh, who do I talk to? I don't talk to anybody. And then I'll say, no, you have to restate that. You have to say, I will not talk to anyone. You can't do evasive promises like, who do I talk to? I don't talk to anyone. You know, so, oh, Deb, I'm up the creek. I am fucked. If he's telling
No, you're not.
And you know what? that, and how much information is a relative thing too, right, Deb?
Well, what I'm telling you.
Here you go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing beyond the promise, and he needed advice from somebody. So I don't, you know, imagine if people
would
say.
What was the advice? There's no advice. We pack it up and move on. That's the only advice.
Well, that's what you say.
Right.
But maybe that's not what he's thinking, and he's contemplating and discussing with another person.
Oh, his friend advised him that I might.
Well,
I don't know how to respond.
That's
to
getting
that.
Very specific now. That's very specific. I don't think that.
I wish they would too, Catherine, because one was a guy just now, nice looking, but he said, we want you to come to our group video call. And I'm thinking, I'm not going there. Mm-mm. And then the other
one. With without clothes.
See, there's the.
You need to shut that down after the show. Yeah. After the show, you can't deal with it now. Should be some way.
Oh, I can leave the group.
Or you should, leave the group. And if they come back again, tell them pretend you have satanic powers. I'm turning the dark one on you.
If you want Adam.
Maybe they'll get scared.
You can turn them on some night and you can have Adam, Jim.
That would be thunder.
It sounded like an earthquake starting.
Well, they said we might have some thunderstorms. They were supposed to come. Oh, yep. Now our big giant dog. Our giant of a dog now is terrified.
Yeah, it's the great big English cream.
Anyway.
Golden retriever.
Yep. Now, he's a gigantor, but he's like a mouse when it comes to thunder.
We're always in a war.
We're Gibbs. Come here, buddy. We got you. He's going to stay with us.
Yeah.
He'll try to crawl down my feet. He's cool. Anyway, back to the top.
Yeah. So, here's the thing, Lisa.
Gibbers.
You can't always be the one that sucks up to the other one. You can't. You have to stop on that. And she seems like she's being kind of a bit ridiculous with the stuff outside your window and the laundry room. I mean, come on, guy. Grow a pair and knock on her door. Mara,
oh, we don't do that. That would be intrusive, knocking on it. We have a code. We have a code. We knock on the front door if we were to knock, or, I mean, there's a whole protocol here. We don't knock on each other's laundry door. It's too intrusive. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know why I'm so upset with him, but I am. I'm very upset with him.
Yes.
But it's okay.
It is okay.
Remember the saying.
There's nothing wrong with
that. The path of true love never runs smooth.
And there's a lot of cliches. Good things don't come easy, right?
Oh, isn't that a song?
I don't know if that's a song. I've heard it.
Don't come
Lionel Richie, Easy Like a Sunday Morning.
Easy Like a Sunday Morning. I think the one you're thinking of is that John Lennon song.
There's a song I heard on YouTube. I loved it. It's Raining Men. Oh, man. Do you remember that song? I love that song.
And wet. Yeah.
The song, it don't come easy. That's right. The George Harrison.
Easy like a Sunday morning.
Yeah, they're from the Beatles, yeah. That's a different one, yeah.
It don't come easy.
Oh, yeah.
Why does he keep playing these songs for me? Like, he'll say the Beatles song, Sunshine, I'm in Love. Why does he play those kind of songs? Or Spinning Time? What is it? Why does he play those songs when we're together? If I look at the lyrics, because I'm trying to learn songs, it's usually it'll say, I love you, or I'm glad to be with you, and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. What is that?
Wow.
Up and Down.
That's an oldie, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I've heard that for a long time. Good stuff. Very good music, though.
Is there a reason that he plays those songs, Deb, or is it just a non-existent?
Some of you love to send out music. What's it about?
about that.
Oh. It usually has words in there that I'm glad I met you or I love you.
Just let it go.
Really?
That's
what, an order? I'm trying to get back in there.
She's trying to get back into Facebook, which right now I don't give two shits about because Blog Talk timer is running low. The Blog Talk timer is running low. Don't worry about Facebook right this second. This very second doesn't matter. And she doesn't give a shit.
Does anybody out there ever fantasize about a way you would do somebody in?
No.
Except maybe psychopaths, Deb.
Psycho.
Sounds like only you do, Deb.
I fantasize about leaving. I fantasize about packing it in and leaving.
Packing in, moving, leaving on a jet plane.
Well, I think your cards are looking pretty typical for you guys.
So she didn't see
right
like this going down the road of
no
catastrophe or anything.
No, but you both are, yes, like I said, it's a standoff. Who's going to make a move?
Well, I'm going to go throw some pots and he'll come out into the laundry room like he has been every 5 minutes to see if I'm there.
Yeah.
That's crazy stuff.
And
I
then
know.
What?
But it is your life. It is the life you live right now. And we got to say.
We got to go. Anyway, everybody.
Thank you so much, Lisa. We are less than 30, well, about 30 seconds away, so you have
thank
a good one.
Thank you.
You call back again.
Thank you, Cupid. Cupid with boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. We got boots on the ground and eyes in the sky. Here we go. We got to go. Dad, right here we go.
And we are wishing you all very signing off for tomorrow or
we don't know.
Take care, everybody.